Hello, Audio Boo. It's Matt here and Georgia, and we've arrived at the Milestones Museum, and it's quite an interesting place actually. It's all undercover, so it's good for it's a rainy day or whatever. It's quite cool because it's all undercover. But the interesting thing.
Sorry to interrupt. Can I just take your plates? Do you need any help?
No, fine at the moment. Sorry about that. They just came over to take our plates away. What I was going to come on to tell you is that we've just had lunch before we actually go round the museum, because we've been round it to learn quickly where everything is with the manager, so we now know where stuff is, and now we're going to go and explore, basically. They have a model, a tactile model, which isn't really much use to visually impaired people because it doesn't have any braille on it. So we've mentioned that, and they're quite keen to get that done, but it doesn't have any braille or large print, so you can't really work out what things are.
Yeah, but you get a ration, a token thing for sweet shops.
Yeah, that makes a compensation. Basically, they have a working sweet shop and a working pub, and you can buy real ales in the pub, and it's proper wooden keg beer, and we haven't tried that yet, but we're going to do that as well. and they have a sweet shop where you buy a token, as George just said, and the token you can go and buy, and you get a war ration, so you can go and get like 2 ounces of war sweets. So it's all set in the 1940s, things like that. And they've got Victorian period, Edwardian, Second World War. And it is quite tactile by the look of it. There's quite a lot of stuff that's behind glass, unfortunately.
There's
a Saddlers.
Braces.
Yeah. But the Saddlers, for example, is behind glass and it's locked. There are harnesses and things hanging outside that you can touch and things, but you can't go inside it, so you have only look through the windows and see the, you know, how they would make the saddles and things like that.
There's like a pier with a penny arcade.
There's penny arcades and things like that. And the food I was about to come on to is we've had really good lunch. It's quite expensive. It was about £17 for the two of us. But we did have a proper, the jacket potato was colossal. And Georgia had a massive Cornish pasty, and then we had a big chunk of carrot cake each and a Diet Coke. So it isn't bad, actually, and the food was pretty decent, wasn't it? It wasn't dry or anything. Nice filling in the potatoes, a decent amount of filling. And it's very kid-safe. It's like, you know, all undercover, and, you know, there are areas where they're restricted and things like that, so... it's pretty good. So we're going to go and have a wander around in a bit, and I'll do some audio booze from around there as well. There is an audio guide, but it's not really accessible to us in as much as you have to type in numbers. So when you go into a different place, there'll be a number on the wall, and you type that into your guide, and then it will play the relevant audio to you. But the only way to know what the number you type in is by being able to read it off the wall or out in the shop window or whatever. So that's a bit disappointing.
We should get on, so we don't miss the pub.
Yeah, so we're going to get on because otherwise the pub will close. And we'll do some more booing in a bit. See you later.